And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys tennis team, Coach Shelley Tomford. And Coach, well, a nice 4-3 win over Thief River Falls, a section opponent, and sounded and looked like a lot of really good matches.
You know, it really was. I mean, I was really looking forward to this team, especially against turf today. Our boys came out there and they played hard despite the incredible wind that we had today. And they pulled it off. We got a 4-3 victory.
Was there a few drop shots that weren't meant to be drop shots today?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you just seen they like sailed and they looked like they were gonna go out of bounds and they barely made across the net. So yeah, it was the wind was really tough today.
That's for sure. Anybody that went outside today can only imagine what the wind was doing to those tennis balls. But let's just go in order of your lineup. At first singles, Isaac Tomford ran into a pretty good player in Jet Cornelius, and it was a heck of a battle. It goes a three set, and Isaac came up short, but sounds like a really good match.
You know, it really was. And, you know, he and Jet have played back and forth now the last couple of years, and they've played, both of them are such good sportsmen, and they go out there and they give it their all. And Isaac went out there and he won the first set 2-6 or 6-2, and then he lost the second 6-2. But it was such a battle back and forth, you know. And, you know, you can't say that the wind was a factor because, you know, both boys have to play with the wind, and Jet just came up a little better in this one today.
And I'm sure it's the first of many times those two will be playing here during this season, and it should be pretty entertaining match, that's for sure.
It was. They had a lot of great shots, and they'll meet each other at least two times before sections, I believe.
All right. And if I was a betting man, I would say there's a good possibility they would meet again at sections.
it
depends.
Depends on
who picks what, if they pick doubles or single or whatever. But anyway, we'll worry about that when that time comes. But Reggie Wenjam, he was able to get a win at second singles and had a couple of tight 6-4 wins, and he must have played a solid match.
He did. Reggie is so consistent and can hit from the baseline very well. And Spencer is more of a net player. And Reggie just kind of figured that out and, worked with the win to his favor and got a 6-4, 6-4 win.
Then at third singles, Gunnar Groven, he's had a really good start to the season. And he's played a little doubles, but mostly singles. And he gets bumped up to number 3, and he wins 6-3, 6-2. And a nice win for Gunnar.
Yeah, and this was actually the game that clinched the meet. Okay. We won with Gunnar today. And he did. He played very consistently, 6-3, 6-2, and pulled that win for us today.
And Sam Widseth, he was at 4 singles, and another sophomore for you was able to get the 6-3, 6-love win, and he must have played pretty well.
Yeah, you know, Sam's been a little, you know, hit and miss a little bit so far, but he came out today, and he was really consistent, and he pulled off a much needed win for us today.
And then at first doubles, Jack Everett and Grant Funk, they've ran into some very good teams, and they run into the Rantanen and Burkle combo and lose 6-3, 6-3, but another very hard-fought match.
Yeah. You know, I was telling the boys yesterday, we're going to play turf, and their number one singles and their number one doubles are their most consistent wins. And so Jack and Grant knew that they were going to face some real good competition. And you know, they just fell a little short today, 6-3, 6-3, but they put up a hard effort.
And then Caden Boyk and Tim Brule at second doubles, they pick up a win, 7-5 in the first set, and then they cruise in the second set, 6-love, and they continue to play some pretty good tennis.
They are playing really good. And, you know, they came off after their match, both of them came off and said, you know, it just took us a little bit. Tim Brule said it took us a little bit to figure it out with the wind, and we just had to get in our groove, and they you know, were close that first set, but then they cruised that second one 6-0 because they figured out what they needed to do.
Well, you got two pretty smart cookies there academically as well. So they and I think Caden wants to be an engineer maybe, so he did a lot of math and figured it all out. So
you're right.
But then you had Colton Osborne and Hudson Rick, two youngsters. They fall 6-1, 6-2, but they played a senior and a freshman. And how did they play?
You know, They are the two younger of our team, and Hudson has been, you know, out the last couple of times that we've played with hockey. He's been gone the last two weekends, and so the two of them have not played together for about a week and a half or so. And so, yeah, they fell a little short today, but we're hoping that tomorrow they are on point and ready to bring us a little victory.
And you beat Thief River Falls 4-3, and Crookston hasn't had a lot of victories. They've had a few, but not a lot over Thief River Falls. So anytime you can beat the Prowlers in tennis, that's a big win.
Huge, huge. I'm so happy. I was excited to come in today, and I'm excited that we came away with the victory.
And now you get ready to take on Detroit Lakes. You're going to play that at Choice Fitness on Friday. So I would say, well, 99.9% guaranteed to play that match. And so that'll be another section match for you.
There will be no rain. There'll be no rain tomorrow for us.
And if there's wind, we got issues.
Yeah, that's a big problem, yeah.
But another section win, and you have only one section loss. That was the Minnewaska area, and a good battle there. So you've been playing very solid tennis this season so far.
There's definitely areas for improvement, and our boys got to work hard. Minnewaska will be hard. Thief River, you know, 4-3 is we play them two more times. It could go either way in the future. So we just got to keep strong and steady with our play and hope that we continue to do really well.